Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, November 19th at noon. The sale will feature 500 head of Northern Genetic AI'd first calf heifers to calf January through March from the Knott Ranch. Also 125 head of Northern Bred 3 to 5 year old bred cows, 30 head of bred heifers out of Colorado, and 45 spring calving cows from Hutchinson Ranch. Well, for more information, contact the Apache Auction Market, 888-926-9696. 888-926-9696.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, November 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,000 head to be offered starting at 8 a.m., including 6,000 yearlings, 14,000 weaned calves. Then 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, a Superior Select Female Sale will feature replacement heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures should open on a mixed basis this morning as traders wait more signs of cash potential. But on the other hand, look for hog contracts to begin moderately lower today, checked by follow-through selling and supply-heavy fundamentals. We could start to see a few bids in the cattle country today. Packers didn't gather all that many numbers last week and should soon need to turn more serious in terms of procurement. Yet if board premiums continue to move higher, asking prices of 107 to 108 in the south, 166 to 168 in the north, significant trade volume will probably be delayed until late this week. Now expect the cash hog trade to remain in the same defensive groove in midweek. In short, the dominant market narrative continues to be one of record live supplies. Accordingly, bids should resurface today, steady to a dollar lower than last week. The preliminary estimate of the Saturday kill schedule is around 315,000 head. Lean hogs are staged to open moderately lower, pressured by follow-through selling and negative fundamentals. Now on the grains, the crops closed with modest gains yesterday, with soybeans getting a lift from a big October crush and more export business to China and unknown destinations. Corn and wheat recovered from recent losses, possibly getting a lift from a stronger tone in a number of commodities, including a big jump in crude oil. Crude oil was up about $2.50 a barrel when the crops closed yesterday. Now wheat markets finished higher a day after falling to a one-month low. The gains came despite a small improvement in the winter wheat crop. USDA rated the crop 59% good to excellent, with improvements noted in Montana, Oklahoma, and in Texas. Kansas wheat was unchanged, while crops in Colorado and Nebraska declined. Corn closed about 4 cents higher to partially recover from its one-month low yesterday. Harvest is nearly over, with USDA reporting it 93% done as of Sunday. And soybeans finished about 5% higher in light trading, helped by NOPA's big crush, and the export sales offset recent pressure from a big Brazil crop and lower soybeans in China. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle, December was down 10 points at 105.47. February unchanged, 106.52. Feeder cattle, January up 70 cents, 123.02. March was up 32 at 118.77. December hogs down 77 at 46.12. February down 70 cents at 52.90. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, the December was up 5 1/4, 4.08. March up 5 cents, 425.5. Chicago wheat, December up 5 cents, 3.99. March up 6 1/4, 418.75. December corn up 4 1/4 at 341.5. March was up 4 cents at 349.25. January soybeans up 5 1/4 at 989.5. March was up 5.5 at 998. December cotton up 3 at 70.72. March down 1, 70.47. December crude oil down 52, 45.29.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.